As you'll probably know by now, we're following a track, this particular term, of the 21st century Bodhisattva. And the Bodhisattva is, well, one way of looking at it, in a way, we are all Bodhisattvas. We are trainee Bodhisattvas. We are training to be a Bodhi, which means wisdom, and Sattva, which means being. We're training to be wisdom beings. We could also say we're training to be compassion beings. That's the other side of the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva unifies two qualities which are two sides of the same coin, wisdom and compassion. And the one way of talking about the Bodhisattva is in terms of their essential quality, the essential quality of their heart, you could say, which is the bodhicitta. The bodhicitta is the heart of wisdom, the heart of awakening, if you like. So we are training in cultivating the heart of awakening, the bodhicitta. And the bodhicitta is, if you like, a fundamental turning around in our orientation to life. The default orientation to life is to move towards pleasure, to avoid pain, and to be, to greater or lesser extent, absorbed in the orbit of our own wishes and worries and wants. And what the bodhicitta is doing is trying to break out of that orbit, break out of the orbit around my wishes and worries and wants and likes and desires and all the rest of it, and just move out further and further to take into account all these other beings, people and other beings that we find that we're sharing the world with. So we're breaking out, or sort of moving away from, if you like, the gravitational pull of our egocentricity to something much more open, much more, much less constrained, much more freeing. So I thought what I'd do with this evening, which is a meditation evening, is simply follow in Prakash's very able footsteps. For the last of his two sessions, he's led a session on a practice, meditation practice called Tonglen. And I thought I'd just continue with that, really. I know that not everyone was here for those two sessions, so I'll try and summarise what he's done as best I can and introduce it a little bit in my own way. Because Tonglen, it's in a way a very simple practice, and it can be talked about in many different ways. There's many different interpretations of this practice. So Tonglen is a word that means sending and taking. So what we're trying to do essentially is take in or approach or be willing to meet suffering, and we're sending out a sense of compassion. So in a way, the shortest way you could talk about it is meeting suffering with compassion. We are training ourselves in meeting suffering with compassion. So I'll try and unpack that a little bit. First of all, I'll just remind you of the Shambhala warrior mind training verses that Prakasha referred to. The first one, which is basically to set up our intention to cultivate the bodhicitta, and the second verse is referring more to this practice of Tonglen. It goes, firmly establish your intention to live your life for the healing of the world. Be conscious of it, honour it, nurture it every day. Be fully present in our time. Find the courage to breathe in the suffering of the world. Allow peace and healing to breathe out through you in return. So breathing in the suffering of the world, breathing out peace and healing. So this is telling us that Tonglen is something to do with the breath. You could say, in a way, Tonglen is a meeting of the mindfulness of breathing with the metta bhavana, or more strictly speaking, the karuna bhavana, the development of compassion. So we are using the breath to help us in this practice of compassion. So how does this work? So I'll take my little definition, meeting suffering with compassion, and with little brackets at the end, based on wisdom. I'll come back to that. Meeting suffering. So what we do is we use the in-breath, to have a sense of meeting actually whatever's happening for us to begin with. We just start off the practice by using the breath to turn towards our experience. And we can do this right now whilst you're listening to me. We can just have a sense of the in-breath as connecting with our body, and by connecting with our body, we connect with any kind of sensations that give us a clue as to what's going on. Does the body feel tight? Does it feel burdened? Does it feel light? Does it feel spacious? So we just take in a sense of how am I, how is this body, mind, right now, by breathing in. In a way, this is the bottom line of the practice. I think this practice, it's a bit like, you know, in yoga practice, not Liz here, you can have all sorts of different levels of going into the posture. So you can have a sort of a basic level of going into the posture, and then you can go a little bit deeper, and then, you know, advanced people can go a bit further. It's a bit like that with Tonglen. You can choose the stretch that you take in. And this is the bottom line. On the in-breath, you just connect with what's going on for you. That's always a good place to come back to wherever you are. This is not necessarily a meditation practice. And then on the out-breath, you can just have a sense of the response to that. You don't really have to do very much with the out-breath. You can have a sense of relaxation and opening on the out-breath. Especially if what you're meeting is a bit sort of tight and worried and burdened. You take that in, and then you can just have a sense of breathing out into all this spaciousness around you. Give yourself the gift of the space around you, the gift of letting go. So that's the sort of, that's the starting point. We start with ourselves, how we are, breathing in and relaxing out. So then what we can do is we can start, as in the metta bhavana, we can start to bring in other people. And you can do this in many different ways. Prakash has suggested a few last time. What I'll suggest is, it can be anyone who's on your mind, especially if you're aware of their suffering. So you sort of breathe in a sense of them, and a sense of, if that makes any kind of, a sense of their suffering, a sense of empathising with whatever suffering is going on for them. It becomes a bit more imaginative at this stage, of course. And one way of making it more tangibly imaginative is to imagine their suffering as a bit like heavy black smoke. This won't work for everyone, but you can try it if you like. So one can imagine this sort of pall of black smoke around them, which you're breathing in. And what you breathe out is your wish for their healing, for their welfare, which comes out as healing white light. As I say, that'll work for some people, and for other people it might be a strain, but you can play with that. So what we're doing here is we're bringing in discomfort or suffering or unpleasantness and we're breathing out basically whatever we find, but the intention is towards spaciousness and ease and healing and well-wishing. And how does that happen? How does this alchemy happen? Well, it happens, if you like, as it were, in the heart. And we can bring some support to that process. How do we support ourselves in that process, especially if we're feeling a bit kind of limited in resources ourselves? There's different things you can do. If you have a sense of connection with a Buddha or a Bodhisattva figure, you can hold a sense of that Buddha or Bodhisattva figure at the heart. So actually it's them that's breathing in this suffering, that's breathing in this heavy, dark smoke, and it's them who are breathing out the white, healing light. That's one way of doing it. Now, and if you can hold a sense of connection with a Buddha or Bodhisattva figure, that's a great way of doing it. That may not work for you. You might just have a sense of the vast blue sky. Just connect with the spaciousness of looking up. It might take a bit of imagination this time of year. Imagine the spaciousness of a vast, warm blue sky. Or imagine a sense of the ocean. Anything that gives us a connection with spaciousness, openness, ease, to give more space around whatever difficulty we encounter. And so we breathe in difficulty and we breathe out a sense of there's space for all of this. So we've got these three elements now. We've got the in-breath, taking in, moving towards the difficult. So this is the meeting suffering. Of course, most of the time we don't want to meet suffering, we want to avoid suffering. So we're deliberately turning towards the difficult on the in-breath, and we're breathing out spaciousness and ease and openness, well-wishing, healing, whatever we connect with. And we're assisted by a sense at the heart of this spaciousness or of this compassionate, loving image of awakening. We can play with that. In a way, that's where the alchemy happens. I'll just mention one other possibility here, which is as we move from, if you like, the first stage of the metta-bhavana, so as we move from ourself, so we connect with a sense of the difficult, unresolved parts in ourself, we may not move out to another individual. We may have a sense of whatever this is, whatever's going on for me, you know, maybe it's low mood or anxiety or depression or health worries, whatever you're in touch with, you are not the only person in the world with this. I'll guarantee you. So what you can do is have a sense of all the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, however many people out there, and have a sense of all of us, breathing it in for all of us, and breathing out healing for all of us. So it's really universalizing this sense of, the struggles of life. We are not alone. So I shall lead the meditation. We'll have a briefish meditation before the tea break, and then we'll do it again. We'll do it again after the tea break. Are there any questions before we do that? Yes, please. Thank you. I'll just say a couple of things by way of encouragement. yes, choose the level at which you want to work. Don't try and do it all if it feels too much. So it might just be working with the in-breath, might just be working with the ease of the out-breath. Don't feel you have to alternate the working with the in-breath with working with the out-breath. You might spend a while just working with the in-breath and then a while working with the out-breath. So you just relax, you know, so if you're working with the in-breath, just relax with the out-breath, don't worry about that, thank you. If you're working with the out-breath and sending out a sense of light and ease, just relax on the in-breath. So, yes, don't, if you feel like you're trying to spin plates, then let go of something. Let the plates drop. Keep it sort of light and relaxed. And if I start coughing my guts up during the meditation, you can breathe in my suffering. Okay, so just taking some moments to settle into a comfortable posture. Feel the firm contact of your sitting bones with the cushion or the chair. Letting the earth take your weight. So that there's a sense of uprightness in the spine. While the peripheral body can hang free. So looking for softness in the shoulders and the arms. The head being poised on top of, right at the top of the neck. So that the back of the neck and the throat can soften. Sense of freedom in the hip joints, openness and space around the hip joints, so that the thighs can be free, lower back and belly can soften. Opening out to the full field of bodily sensations. including at the heart of it all, there's the breath. And to begin with, it's as if the in-breath introduces us to introduces us to how we're feeling, especially any sensations in the belly, in the chest, that might carry an emotional flavour. Whatever we encounter, it doesn't have to be difficult, just notice what's there. And you can continue, if you like, using the in-breath to turn towards what's present right now. And if you like, you can also allow one's awareness to take in a sense of your life, an area of your life which feels a bit unresolved or difficult. And use the in-breath to approach that in some way, turn towards that. And maybe the out-breath can carry a sense of kindness and spaciousness. Letting go. And if it feels right for you, you might have a light sense of the presence of the Buddha or Bodhisattva figure at the heart, or hold an image of spaciousness and openness, like the sky, or some other image of compassion which works for you. You don't have to hold it there continuously if that's difficult. Just have an occasional sense of touching in to the possibility of the compassionate heart. Resources bigger than ourselves. And if it feels right to you, you might want to begin expanding your awareness to other people. So it might be other people you're aware of in difficulty. It might be just a sense of other people in the world with something going on like you have. There's plenty of suffering out there. We don't have to be too picky. Just looking for a sense of willingness to approach others' suffering, breathe it in. And letting the out-breath be some kind of response. Maybe of spaciousness, ease, healing, well-wishing. Assisted by the resources at our heart. And if you want to use the images of breathing in the dark smoke, breathing out healing white light, then you can do that to make it a bit more tangible. If you're having any kind of struggle in relationship to the practice, then breathe it in. And for the last 2 minutes, letting go of any particular effort and just sitting.
Thank you.